As the kinds of catenical derivations are closely related to the kinds of mathematical operation, it's worth our while to briefly consider the position of the simplest mathematical operations. The first pair of operations is then that of addition and subtraction. There's no repetition involved in these operations. In the theory of catenas, it's a derivation of a comparative and equidimensional catena, which is the analog of the mathematical sort of operation on this zero level of reiteration. The prototypical mathematical operation on the first level of reiteration is multiplication. This is in the first instance nothing else than a form of reiterative adding up. Its correlative is division. The derivations of non-equidimensional differential and integral catenas and of quotient and product catenas are the catenical analogs of mathematical operations on this level. The prototypical mathematical operation on the second level of reiteration is involution, or the raising of a quantity to power. This is in the first instance nothing else than a form of reiterative multiplication. The correlative of this second level operation is evolution, the extraction of a mathematical root. In their original shape, the numbers were what mathematicians traditionally call natural. It would be naive to take it for granted now that the number of sorts of mathematical operation is thus exhausted. For we can continue ad infinitum by repeating the operation on the previous level of reiteration. On the third level, this would involve reiterative involution with its related forms of operation. But on this and higher levels, ordinary and also mathematical language just lack the terminology to express ourselves, even if we would like to. Nevertheless, it's possible to develop a universal notational system for reiterative operations of all levels by means of novel mathematical symbols.